Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back to another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast, the podcast that talks about murder, crimes, cults, conspiracies. Mm-hmm. I forget all these buzzwords.
And all that jazz.
Yeah, and all that jazz.
It's a Chicago-themed podcast.
If yes, it is.
A lot of crime in Chicago.
I mean,
a lot of crime in the city of
Actually,
Chicago.
Kind of, yeah.
I'm Sarah Levine, your co-host, here with my other co-host, as always.
I'm Casey Balsham. Nice to be here.
And I'm Danny Murphy. Great to be here, too. Always. Love it.
Thank you guys so much for listening and for sending us emails at natc@betches.com, DMs, natcpod on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You guys are great.
It's my favorite place to go now.
Yes.
I
really
just
is.
Log on to go to the, yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to do a shout out to Laura underscore Kiora, who said that we're the reason she gets in trouble at work because her boss keeps on saying, why are you laughing? You should be working. No, you shouldn't.
Laura. No, keep listening.
Good
Don't
you,
work.
Girl.
If you guys are listening and haven't rated or reviewed us yet, please do that.
Yes.
On iTunes. Give us 5 stars. If you're not, just don't bother.
Just don't.
Review us. Just kidding. We love you. We wanted to share this awesome review that we got.
Yay.
Pretty unparalleled. It's from the one and only Alexis Haynes.
Our queen.
Yes.
Our icon idol.
Can't stop loving her.
Seriously. She talked about us briefly on the Skinny Confidential podcast. Shouts out to them. So yeah, we're just going to play what she said.
A lot of people think that I was the leader and mastermind of the Bling Ring, which, you know, my husband's always like, I think that's the coolest thing about you. Like, I wish you could just like own that. But the reality is this, that Nick Prugo and Rachel Lee, and actually, if you guys listen to Not Another True Crime podcast from Betches, oh, they just did an amazing Bling Ring episode. It's so good. And
did
probably
they,
the
were
most,
you on it? Did they call it?
No, but they kind of dissected it, and it was the most authentic and closest to actually what happened, start to finish story that I've ever heard.
Love you.
Yay!
Yes.
Love you so much.
So as our producer says, if Alexis has time to give us a review, so do you.
Because mm-hmm. she's busy.
Yes. But sure. we love her. Shout out Alexis Haynes, a.k.a. Mm. Alexis Nyers, a.k.a. the queen of the Bling Ring, who we
but
just...
Not actually.
But not actually.
But not actually.
Queen, but also, but just the
queen of our
one.
Hearts.
The queen
yeah.
of our hearts.
Yes.
So we love her. And that was an amazing shout out. So thank you so much. And Skinny Confidential. Listen
yeah.
to them, too.
Yeah. All right, so you guys have been sending us all your super secret serial killer traits, and we love them. Keep doing that. DM us, NATCpod. One of them was so egregious that we just had to try it for ourselves. Here's what happened. Kate.S.Gardner on Instagram DM'd mm-hmm. us, and she said that her husband's super secret serial killer trait is that he likes to eat a day-old glazed donut. It has to be stale, she specified.
Has to be glazed.
And then,
glazed.
Yes, it has to be glazed.
Yep.
He microwaves a slice of American cheese on it for 10 seconds, mm-hmm. and we were like, this is so psychotic. Should we try it?
Yeah,
so that's what we're doing.
After someone tells you that, you're like, oh, I need to try
it. We had a spiral of a group text where we were like, who's getting donuts?
Yeah.
I packed just 2 slices in a fanny pack, and I got my ass to the office today. It's been weird. Danny, of course, is doing a vegan donut.
Yeah, I exclusively went off script because you said glazed donut. I got chocolate sprinkles old. I got this 20 minutes ago and Kraft American
worse.
cheese. It's just cashew mozzarella.
Yeah.
So I love not only the podcast but animals. So
yeah. So for you vegans at home, if you want to try this,
join
do what
me.
Danny's
yeah.
doing.
Oh god, don't.
So okay, so we have a day old microwaved donut with a piece of American cheese on
yes,
top. We should cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, mine is falling apart.
Oh yeah. Don't get your nasty vegan chocolate on my shit. Okay.
I'm not eating
this.
Here we go.
I don't hate it.
Me.
Mine's actually delicious.
I don't hate it.
I look like a serial killer right now. That's very good.
Oh my god, Mr. Gardner.
Gardner.
We hear you.
We take every.
It's not bad.
I take
really,
all my judgments about you back. Yeah.
I'm having a second bite.
I know. I judge Kate for not joining the bandwagon.
Yeah. Girlfriend. You need to blow that man tonight.
Oh my god.
Tell him he's an inventor.
And you know what you do? You put a slice of American cheddar 10 seconds in the microwave. And then you
what
if you have health insurance.
What has this become? Oh my God. All right. Well, you know
I kind of want to eat this throughout the episode. It's actually pretty good.
It's really not that bad. No. You know what? They kind of, yeah, we don't have to describe the taste. Try it. If you try
honestly,
it,
honestly, I will
send us a picture of yourself trying it and we'll put it on our stories. Try a glazed donut with a piece of cheese. Tag us in it.
Here's what I have to say. Wild. The American cheese is not overwhelming the donut, and that's why I think it works.
It's pretty, Mike, our producer's looking at us. Everyone, thumbs up, buddy. Well, yes. It's pretty delicious.
Everyone in the office has gagged at us today.
Yeah. We were like,
not
literally,
the first time.
Yeah. We were like literally walking through with cheese on a donut, and people were like, what the fuck is the crime podcast doing with?
More like, we have a meeting. We're like, do you have the craft? 10 seconds. 10 seconds on the clock. Yeah.
So, Kate, thank you. And like I said, if you guys want to take this challenge and try it, just send us a picture.
Oh my God. Is this the serial killer challenge?
Serial killer challenge.
This is the serial killer challenge.
We'll get some weird hashtags from that, but I'm into it.
Let's start a hashtag. Let's start a movement.
Serial killer
challenge. Don't actually murder
or
anyone.
Wait, what if we do it? I'm annoying and I love puns. Do not try this at home.
That's good.
I kind of love that as
don't
well.
Not try this
do
at home.
Do not try this at home. So yeah, send us pictures. We love you.
Oh my God.
Let's just get into today's episode.
Let's do it.
This is like a fun theme, Casey. Do you want to explain?
Yeah.
So we decided to kind of lump a couple things in together today, just because you know we're looking at the suggestions too, and we're definitely gonna be getting to some of the things that you guys want to hear about. But there was something that was interesting to all of us. There's a lot of vacation murders, a lot of honeymoon murders, and we were like, let's just kind of cover a couple of them. So today we're gonna be talking about people that were murdered on their honeymoons or very shortly after.
Or were killed weddings. Or just died in suspicious circumstances.
Or a lot of questions about the things that we're talking about. I mean, one for sure and a couple questionable things. But they were just really interesting. So that's what we're doing today. We're doing honeymoon vacation murders, focusing on a couple different things. But I think first,
we have an update on
last week's.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
and you guys messaged us about this, and thank you guys for being like,
we had a ton of messages. The Instagram followers broke the news for us. So obviously, if you listened last week, which I'm sure you obviously did, we covered Nexium, the sex cult, and Keith, whose last name we choose not to pronounce.
Ranieri.
Was just convicted. He was guilty. So they're probably going to sentence him to life in prison around September.
We did it, guys.
We
put him away.
You're welcome, cops.
Yeah.
You're welcome, court. You're welcome, judge.
It was a very well-timed episode that we totally did on purpose.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
No, I know. I knew he was on trial. Yeah, we did. Good for us. Patting ourselves on the back. But obviously, also, since we're talking about vacations, we have to talk about something also very timely.
Which
Sarah.
Is blowing my mind.
Yeah, yes. There's been all this crazy shit happening basically in the Dominican Republic. There's been a lot of American deaths. Since last summer, 9 American tourists have died in very eerily similar ways.
Yes.
Or we're talking about like heart attacks, a pulmonary edema, which is when you have fluid in your lungs.
A lot of fluid in the lungs and brain situation.
Might be edema.
Like
I think enema is when you get your butthole washed out.
Whatever. However, whatever it is.
Doctors, again, please message us.
Fluid in the lungs.
Fluid in the lungs.
Or something happened after taking a drink from the minibar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also read that a lot of them would come in and report that their AC smelled weird.
Yeah.
And the resorts were like, nah, it's probably nothing. Well,
but it would make sense since there was like a couple happened in the same chain of resorts.
Yeah.
So clearly they probably all used
and
the same
kinda
stuff.
And it's kind of crazy. It's like chains that you would pick to go on vacation. It's like the Hard Rock Cafe.
Ones.
Yeah, all that stuff like that.
And the Bahia Mia or what? Some like kind of fancy change in Punta Cana.
And one couple that was the Colorado couple. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they went on vacation to the Bahia one, and then they left when they were violently ill for like weeks, and they were like, we swear something was up with our air conditioning unit. It smelled so weird. It was so confusing. And it was like something in the air. Yeah.
That's so weird.
But they survived, thank God, luckily.
Yeah, I mean, the weird thing is that all the victims have been between ages 40 and 60, and 4 of them were at the same hotel chain in Punta Cana that we mentioned. One of the couple was found dead from fluid in their lungs just 5 days after another woman was found dead at the same resort from a heart attack after having a drink in the minibar.
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts, but let's just finish going through what's happening. Right now, officials in both countries are examining toxicology reports to see if there's a link. Right now, I think they're kind of saying that there isn't, but come on, this seems suspicious.
Yeah, but I know that they're kind of specifically looking at these three that died in the same place so close together.
Yeah.
There's a couple
possibilities. One of them is like fake alcohol, which was a thing in Mexico. I remember this girl passed away because she was drinking bootleg alcohol.
Yeah.
And the reason that would kill people is it might contain methanol, which is like, yeah, it will kill you.
Yeah.
And not shockingly, tourism is down in the DR.
They said flights.
They're just going to Atlantic City instead. They're like, yeah.
Which is the DR of
Are you more likely to die in Atlantic City or the Dominican Republic
It's kind of even.
I agree.
But yeah, they said like flight searches have just been way down since June. Well, this is June, but this... Recently, just
for like
this
summer
stuff.
Season, yeah.
And then didn't you?
Weren't you in the Dominican Republic, Casey?
Oh my God, yes.
You were like recently,
beat
right?
Beat the odds, guys.
I was on a cruise in November, and I definitely was in the Dominican Republic, and I definitely drank the alcohol. Maybe I switched. I stayed with beer, and maybe that was my
well,
glory.
They're saying it's like the mini bar.
Yeah, we were like at this resort with like a pool. I think it was just kind of a cruise ship resort because you go in for the day. Mm-hmm. But still, just fucking wild because Dominican Republic is a huge, obviously, tourist spot for people in New York and for cruises and everything. Yeah. Like, so many people are there in and out every day.
And there's so many places that are like all inclusive and things like that. So that also can bring an interesting question for things that are like, what is the alcohol that comes with an all inclusive resort?
And it's a country that kind of relies on tourism for a lot of money. Like they want us to come. So they're trying to go. They're saying like all over the place. They're like, no, come. We're fine.
Right, of course.
Fine.
Well, even that's why they're like, oh, these are not related. And it's like, you've had like five versions of the same person die in the same way.
They just keep on saying it's natural causes.
I know.
Like, that's not...
The minibar shit's
it's
really
not natural
weird.
For
so
a
shit.
Bunch
yeah.
of...
Yeah.
Didn't you guys... Who sent the article about Melissa Rycroft, the old...
Oh, I did.
So what happened there? So Melissa Rycroft, obviously of Bachelor fame.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who was famously got... proposed to and then was like, actually I like Molly, and then now they're married though, that's fine. But so she was there. What happened? Because I didn't get a chance to read
that. She was just article. I mean, thankfully she's okay now, but she was just very sick after she got back from the Dominican Republic and like is just going to all these doctors right now, and they're just trying to
and
figure out what's
wrong.
She's
younger than the death age too.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like maybe there's something going on because they were all kind of like older.
Well, because that's interesting too, because the couple from Colorado, they were in their 20s and they just left violently ill, but they didn't die.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
and it's just that Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank.
Her brother
husband passed. I mean, brother passed.
Her
away.
Brother was one of the ones, and that's he so had sad. A heart attack. He was one of the minibar guys.
Yeah, because she was like, he went to the DR all the time. It was like one of his favorite places to go on vacation, and like
that is
explore.
So sad.
There was other also one of the ladies that just died like a few weeks ago too. She went by herself for like her 50th birthday, and her son was like, I don't like when you travel alone so much. But she had also been there a couple times and fell violently, had the heart attack. So
oh my gosh.
Listen. If you have, we're not saying don't go if you've already bought your ticket, but you know, maybe
don't
stay
drink
in the
from the mini bar.
Don't drink from the mini bar, and if your AC smells funny, fucking sleep.
Bring your own Chobani yogurt and Pinot Noir.
Yeah. I was gonna say also don't order from the mini bar anyway because it's severely overpriced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you guys, you know, obviously, if anybody has any insider information, does anybody have family out there? Does anybody know anybody that works at any of these resorts that can tell us more?
At any of them,
that would be insane.
We're turning investigative.
Now
we're looking for
next
you guys.
Next season, we're going to be serious.
We'll find something. Yeah.
next year, you'll see. We'll be the people like from the Mort Murray case that like are up in the mountains, like like looking for the spot.
We'd be like drunk recording the podcast.
Oh, it'd be like Blair Witch, like level footage.
I'm so into it.
But yes.
I'm so into so yeah, crazy stuff going on in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, it's insane. All right, but getting into the, so now back to honeymoon's gone wrong.
Yeah, so basically we don't know if these people are being murdered, and it doesn't seem that way, but it's an interesting segue
into these
cases.
It's kind of just like going on vacation or honeymoon when things are supposed to be like, that's like one of the best days of your life situation type of thing, but not always the case.
You're supposed to be happy. You're going most of the time you're going to a place that like you've kind of, you know, dreamed of and saved up. Like people use their honeymoon as an excuse to like go do these things.
Exactly.
And then,
things that you're passionate about and love.
And then,
sometimes pushing people is a passion. We'll see. So the first one is Jordan Graham and Cody Johnson, which I kind of love like a couple that you're like, who's who, what is what type of situation.
So you don't know what's up yet. You don't know about this couple.
So she was 22 and he was 25. And as
Jordan is the girl.
Yeah, Jordan's
Cody
the girl.
Cody is the boy.
Yeah. Because Cody with a Y. Yeah. But and when they got married, which is kind of like young.
Very young.
Very
That's
young.
The young.
Like, can we make it any more obvious, Avril status? Yeah.
22 and 25. I was.
Do you know where they were from?
I forget. I think that they might have been from Montana.
I was going to say they definitely weren't
from New York with these marriages.
No, they were Hannah Montana.
No.
Yeah.
They were, but sorry, I should know that. But I think they were from Montana.
I think they were because I know it wasn't as like the trip wasn't like super super crazy for them.
No.
So friends will later say, so they got married, but friends said that they never thought Cody should marry Jordan, and there were like a lot of red flags, mainly around her.
Yeah.
happiness and like excitement about being married. So it's almost like a kind of a case of like cold feet, but to a higher degree because everyone noticed it.
I watched this like interview with somebody that was there that said that she just was like, that Cody was like obviously happy and like had like signs of joy and like tears, and that she looked like she had been like crying before she even got to the altar, and that she kept doing like this motion with her hand, like, you know, when a hand to the neck, like when you say like cut it off,
that gif of Jonah Hill being like cut it out.
Yeah, she was doing like a cut it out motion. So the lady was like, I don't know if she was trying to actually be like stop this wedding, or like this is too much for me to handle.
I gotta say, if you're trying to cut off your wedding, you cannot go for subtlety.
You can't
just do like a hand motion unless you've like arranged a secret signal in advance.
Taylor Swift would say, you have to speak now, Jordan.
Thank you.
Jordan. Yes.
But obviously, because she was subtle with her request, the wedding did happen. But then a few the day after the wedding, she texts a friend saying, totally just had a meltdown. I'm completely second guessing everything right now. Which is also a red flag to get from a friend.
Sure. She also she also texted, I know I'm supposed to be happy right now, but I'm not.
I will say a lot of these things sound like confirmation bias to me, because it's a common thing that when you spend a year planning a wedding and then you have the wedding, it's a come down.
Oh, I bet.
That's interesting.
That probably is also why the honeymoon is like people leave the day after to be like, don't think about it, just go sit on a beach.
Yeah, just go. Yep.
Don't talk about the person who you're next to now.
Don't think about the daunting prospect of spending the rest of your life with one person. Just go.
Just have some tuna.
Get tan. Champagne. Here's champagne. That's probably also why they give you free alcohol if you're on your honeymoon. They're just like, load up. Load up, girl. Don't remember.
Which they could have been better off going to a beach, because that wasn't where they wound up. But she also, there were reports saying that she didn't want to have sex with him and was kind of worried about that whole situation and what they were like, what sex with him would be like. Which is kind of very concerning.
That's
too.
Also a red flag. Yeah. Her friend said that there was one report, although it was from, you know, like one of these like National Enquirers. It was from like not a thing, that said that she was like thinking of the prospect of sex made her physically ill.
Okay, well, if it's from the National Enquirer, I can't trust that.
No, but I feel like there was like one or two things that said that in the same text message where she was like, I'm second guessing. She was kind of like, he wants me to do things I don't really want to do, but I feel like because I'm his wife, I just have to do these weird sex things with him. But that wasn't like the main part of the story. So so who knows?
But there was some apprehension.
There was definitely some weird shit going on.
And she was very like open and vocal, or like with her friends about being this is not a good thing. But almost a little over a week after they were married, they went for a hike at the Glacier National Park in Montana, where she told Cody that she was having second thoughts, which led to a fight, which is terrifying, especially when you're in a national park.
Yes.
just because there's a lot of hills there. So they got into a fight and he grabbed her arm. So she fought back by shoving him.
Right.
She claimed she did not mean to push him, so very Chicago. We're going back to that. Yeah.
He had it coming.
I think the reports say though that she did. She like, he was fully turned around. So like she pushed his back. But she says
she says that she didn't know like how high they were and stuff like that.
I mean,
I'm like, you hiked in the daytime.
And he fell face first off of a 200-foot cliff.
Yes.
Nice. So obviously this perished. It seems a little convenient.
Yeah, right. Yeah. To be like, oh, that's how cliffs work.
Yeah. Swear. There's a lot of sketchiness with Jordan's story.
And it kind of gets sketchier after this, where she lied for 4 days about the incident, including sending herself a fake email from someone named Tony.
Yeah.
That said Cody was gone, stop looking for him.
Yeah, she told her friends that she was like, oh, he went joyriding and hiking with a friend, and then like the next day after, so like she pushed him and then immediately drove home and like didn't tell anyone because she was like, what the fuck am I supposed
to do? Yeah.
And then the next day she went to the cops and was like, oh, I got this email. And they were like, did you? And then it was like, she's like, yeah, he was with this guy. And people were like, I don't think. And then they traced it, obviously.
I was like, because I'm like, it's a sad thing. She was like, I guess like she's 22, her major was not computers, because you know an HTTP, find out where.
HTTP.
Yeah.
It's the only computer thing you know.
I know. I'm like, 404. Girl just got that 404.
www.
She got .gov. But then people were even more suspicious, not just the cops, but just family and friends that she didn't cry at the funeral.
Yeah. One of her friends was like, that's the only the sign of somebody that already knows what happened.
Ooh.
Isn't that a good quote?
That's actually like, that's like a Mariska Hargitay like level
that's
quote.
That's a smart ass friend too, to it's be like Gone Girl this shit. Bitch knows what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were very suspicious of that. And then she finally admitted to pushing him after she led cops to the exact area where the body was.
Yeah.
Because they asked how she knew where the body was, and she said, it's a place he always wanted to see before he died.
That's like a famous, that's like her famous quote. The cops were like, what?
And you just happened to have a fight right there. Yeah. Like,
and also
okay.
My favorite, like, it wasn't like, it was in this beautiful park that like, that's kind of the park is the place, not like this random cliff that they were on was the place that he wanted to see.
Yeah, that's weird. Yikes. You don't have like a favorite cliff.
Yeah.
Right?
I love Moore, this one mountain.
The Cliffs of Moher, is that a place? I haven't been there.
Sounds like it.
But no, isn't that in Ireland? Who knows? If maybe. You're listening in Ireland, Aaron
Guys, we've already discussed this is a geography podcast.
No, I know. I mean,
no, none of us know what's going on.
I don't know internet geography, things like that. I mean, as you know, we're working off of like a donut with cheese. So like,
where is the Iraq?
The neuron just
where is the Iraq?
Everywhere like such as.
Everywhere like such as the Iraq.
Kids need maps.
Kids
so then,
need maps.
Don't be like us. Get a map. But then like everyone kind of saw that this, her foundation of her story was very rocky. So her maid of honor and brother testified against her.
I know. Which is rough. Like, yo.
And it's like her, I forget if it was
your maid of honor and your own brother are like, nah, this bitch like probably killed her husband.
I wonder, like, what's their romance story? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I forget if it was like her stepbrother or her half brother, but he basically like I think what they asked me, they're like, were you are you mad at her? And he's like, I was and not anymore because like she was like lying about stuff. Like, so the brother was just full on like, why? Like, you didn't have to lie about it. Like, just
be open. And like, if it was an accident, say that. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
But
not
then
good when not people good. Close to you. Yeah. Are like,
so then kind of she was in a corner, rightfully so. Or so she pled guilty of a lesser crime of second degree murder and received 30 years. And her kind of a remark is that she said what happened was a moment of shock and panic, and that she has no answers on why she didn't make different decisions.
Yeah.
Which is a text I send every Sunday. I know. After being out. It was a moment of panic, and
also,
I don't know why
like,
I didn't
listen,
make
if I was 22
decision.
On a cliff with somebody that pissed me off, I think you have a lot of, you have a lot of, what's that? When you have no, when you, what's that word? Like, what's the reason why I don't have a credit card?
I hope you know right now, Casey's just flailing her arms around saying, what's that word? Reckless?
No, not reckless. Too
impulsive?
Impulsive. There it is. I was like, this
Wait,
is the reason I don't
have a credit card?
No, I don't have a credit card.
Okay, sorry.
Are you
for our finance podcast.
You fucking kidding me? There's no credit card. Whoa. I've never not once had a credit card. I had a Gap card once. It took me 5 years to pay off. I'm like, for khakis, come on.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Noted. Okay. I don't know. I just feel like.
Don't ask me to buy things.
No, I won't. I'm sorry that I must have put you out by asking you to buy the cheese.
Her the cheese was already singles. Home. Robbie got the cheese.
Oh, okay.
My boyfriend had cheese
Thank
at
you,
home,
Robbie.
But we're trash. We already owned the American
10 seconds
cheese.
Microwave. Have a fun night.
Oh, my God.
So anyway.
I don't know what to
what
think
do we
about
think this.
Well, I feel like I just don't believe this story because if you truly did have an accident, the way to get people to believe you would be to not try to cover it up.
Yeah. Don't pretend to be a Tony.
Right. Yeah. Don't try to cover up something that isn't a crime if it indeed is not a crime.
Because she said she like went home. She didn't tell people. She like talked on the phone. She did all this stuff. And it's just like, just very weird behavior. But I guess also I never would understand the shock of pushing someone and
but also he fell face first.
Yeah, she
shoved
from
200 feet.
Because I'm like, if somebody grabs your arm, there is like physically, then you would literally
but
have
then
to
they're
turn them
they're
around
exactly
and then push them.
Mm-hmm. Right,
it gets a lot, and then also you don't see a cliff.
That's the, she's
but
like,
also,
I didn't know where we were, but you.
There's also part of me that's like, how much, was she that much stronger than him that he couldn't have been like, so there's part of me that is like, was it an accident if he didn't have enough reaction time or were, like, was she really pushing
I
him
also feel
it?
Like, it's like,
there's kind of something
from the
like
few
that.
Times I've been forced to hike, like, it's just like, it's like against my will. It's like such the rocky foundation. So even if you get like a little push and you like trip wrong on a rock. And then you just fall down. Not like she can't be like,
right. We
it's
don't know if this
fault,
was
like a
clip that you see in a cartoon where it's just like flat end. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm picturing.
Right. But it could just be like a weird, like a mountain that's steep the whole way kind of thing.
Well, I don't imagine that they were having the talk while like scaling the face of a rock.
No, this isn't. What is that? Free Solo? I also don't know anything about that movie.
Oh my God. That movie will give you anxiety, but it's interesting. Watch it on a plane though. Don't pay anything for it.
That's something,
but what do you guys think happened here?
That's where I'm confused, is because I feel like he would have enough, like, how did she turn him around and push him? Like, I feel like,
because I think maybe there was saying, a little tripping. It's like, if you're hiking, it can kind of just be like a consistent cliff, if that makes sense. You know what I'm talking about. So, you've been on a hike or two.
I've hiked.
So it could, so you would know what I mean. It's like, There might not have been a ton of room.
And he didn't have anything to, like, really grab for to get himself. Because even if, like, her, like, with all of her might, very angry, push him, he's on rocky terrain, and then literally goes down.
So then I think it was a little bit of both. I think there was probably a little bit of intention behind her shove, and there probably was a little bit of whoopsie-daisy in her shove.
And I think it's both. It's your thing. It's a credit card theory that she was just like, I just want this fight to end. I want this marriage to end. I want to be out of this. How do I get out of this? Oh, this, boom, boom. And then the second later, she was like, I just did that type of thing.
Yeah, sad. Ugh. Sad for his family, because they were all kind of like, didn't want him to marry her anyway. And then that's again like the Jodi Arias thing. It's like when people, that's why it's very
weird. Your family and friends.
I know, because we've probably all had somebody where people were like, he's not a good guy. And I'm like, I'm going to move in with him.
Yeah. You know, like, we're opening up a Gap card together.
I don't care. I love him. And, you know, who knows? I was almost in a cult once. Maybe I can almost get murdered once.
Dark.
So we thought that one was interesting because obviously it's a female killing a male.
Female killer, killing Eve.
Not saying that I want us to kill more people, but most of the time, you know, you hear about partners killing. I guess there is a whole show called Snapped about women. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're doing our part.
The glass is broken.
But statistically, women are way more likely to get killed by their male partners.
Yeah, this is true. So this next case that we're going to talk about of a honeymoon murder is kind of an interesting one because there's a lot of confusion and there were so many different things. So much went on. And I, like, honestly, also, like, read the Wikipedia page on this one because it's just there's I'm not even going to try to pronounce a lot of these names because it involves a lot of South African characters. But there was a lot of confusion there. So I'm going to tell you it was between it was this woman named Ani Duwani and Shrien Duwani. And so Ani was actually born in Sweden. She was, they were from, I think it was Bangladesh, and her family ended up living in Sweden. She met this guy, Shrien, who was a millionaire. Go girl.
Nice.
And what part that he, yeah, he had, initially said, like, I'm instantly attracted to her. They had a great time.
She was beautiful.
She was beautiful. Yeah. She was absolutely beautiful. They got married. And he was born in the UK. But I think they both meet in India. I forget where they met. Or maybe it had been Sweden. Anyway, again, not geography podcast, but they met, they fell in love.
Yeah, I started researching like how they met and then I got distracted and like found out about what happened after.
It's wild,
and
right?
I was like, okay, wait.
I just kept on Google imaging pictures. I'm like, she's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
I'm like,
they did look like a perfect couple. If you look at them, you're just gorgeous. Like,
they're like picture perfect Bollywood couple.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when you learned about kind of, and like when I was reading about their honeymoon, like it seemed like he was really trying to make like this gorgeous honeymoon for them. So they went to South Africa. Oh, well, first off, okay, let me see. They were married in 2010 and then the honeymoon in South Africa, which, you know, I know is a beautiful country, but there is a lot of danger surrounding the country still. Like my boyfriend's father is South African and he says there's times when like you don't even stop at stop signs because people will just fucking carjack you. It's like it's wild. And so
but you would assume if they're rich people they're going to like safe places.
They were before they went to Cape Town. They were like camping somewhere. They went to a different thing. So they basically got to Cape Town and from the airport, they met this taxi driver, again, whose name he's got a name.
Let's not butcher it.
I don't want to offend anyone. Yeah. But so the taxi cab driver, essentially, this is what I think. So the taxi cab driver was driving, and they were obviously going to a 5-star resort.
And
once you see them,
you're like, they look so rich.
Yeah, like, they look rich, but they look nice. They don't look like assholes or anything like that. But so he was taking them to the 5-star resort. So this is the first day that they were there. And so he kind of then offered the couple, he's like, hey, I can kind of be the person. Which I travel a lot, and that does, which kind of scares me. Because
naive as fuck.
No. But taxi drivers do that every single time. Like when I was just in Malaysia, our taxi guy was like, call me again. I'll take you, because we were asking him things to do. He's like, you call me again. That's happened in many, many countries that I've visited.
And there are times where you're like, okay, well, they drove me once. They should be fine. Like, maybe trust it in a sense. Yeah.
But I think this one, because he was driving them to a 5-star resort. So he was like, these people have money. I'm sure that they tipped him. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of in my head what tipped off this whole thing is that so he drove them to their thing and he kind of offered to drive them around again. So that night they went to dinner and the tax driver picked him up. And they got on freeway or whatever. And as they got off the exit, the car was approached by two gunmen. And eventually the driver was forced out. They asked Shrian for his phone and some money. And eventually they kicked him out of the car as well and drove off with Ani in the back. Ani, of course, later was found shot in the back of the car. There's a couple contentions as to where she was shot. They think it was the neck. Part of there was also, I think, a wound on her hand. Maybe they think it was like a battle with her handbag or something like that. So I think somebody called Shrian, obviously, somebody called Shrian, and so eventually after they kicked Shrian out of the car, they drove away with Ani in the back. The next day, Ani was found shot and killed in the back of the car. Which is very sad. There's actually pictures of Shrian like receiving the news, which is just so weird how, you know.
I try not to look at too many pictures when I research these things because of that time I saw Travis Alexander's like dead cut body and I was like, cool, I'm going to be haunted forever.
Don't go down the hole.
Yeah. Do not recommend 0 out of 10.
Sometimes I know, like I remember like as I listen to like that very like hardcore crime podcast Sword and Scale is like so gruesome, and sometimes you're like listening and you do want a face to like the victims but it does lead you down a bad path. But this one like luckily is not. It's just kind of him sad, which also is terrifying. But so there was a kind of a discrepancy of where she got shot. I think it was in the neck. It was I think just one bullet, and a palm print was found in the back of the car that ended up linking to the men involved, which was the two armed men, the tax cab driver. And I think there was also some talk
there were four
of maybe
people
a
total.
Third. Yeah. There was maybe a third. But essentially, these guys kind of told police one story, and then the tax cab driver was questioned. And then eventually they all told one story one day. And then the next day, all the men claimed that they were hired by the husband. Which I'm like, maybe they were watching American true crime stuff because they were like, listen, they're going to believe us if we say that the husband wanted
the husband to do did it. Merch. Yeah. Get a mug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shop Betches. You can buy a mug that says the husband did it.
Nice merch plug right there.
Hey, you know,
girl,
never not selling.
It's pride.
You
got to plug what you plug.
Never not
Thank
selling.
You.
So basically, they had all these different stories. They all kind of settled on this, that the husband hired them all and that he paid them off, which again, you know, checks
Seems
out
plausible.
And I think though that what they did come to a conclusion was is that the murder was accidental. I think they really just did want to rob them, or maybe even try to get some kind of like ransom, because obviously they put together like 5-star resort. These people are probably rich, but nobody really really knows what happened. So obviously Shrian, before you know everything got muddied, he was put on a murder trial. And the first day of his murder trial, Shrian comes out, Shrine, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I'm going to call him Shrian. comes out, what?
No, you just kept saying it with so much conviction this whole time.
I did right up. His name is Shrian Rainier.
I was like, thank God she looked it up because I sure didn't.
I know, I just kept being like, I'm just HTTPing over here. I
know. Listen, you guys, I commit to the bit. So the first day of Shrian, we're going to go with that. Yeah. Shrian's murder trial, he actually comes out as bisexual in a move only, you know, to be outdone by Kevin Spacey. It's did I do something wrong? I'm gay. You know, it's just like, right? It's wild. And he kind of admitted that he had had relationships with gay prostitutes and things like this. So this is a huge twist.
Isn't really material to what happened.
That's my favorite thing.
If anything, I think it makes him look more guilty.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's such
a weird... I hired prostitutes. They're like, yeah, that's not
weird
really
flex,
legal.
But okay.
It's such a weird thing to release information about. I guess he just figured since he was rich and since they were kind of like big players, like probably not in America, but like I know BBC had a bunch of stuff on it, because he probably realized he would be very seriously watched, he just decided to come out with information.
Right.
Because obviously that sounds
and
less
it makes
sketchy
sense so that the prosecution isn't like, and surprise, he's gay.
Yeah.
And this is why he killed his wife. So I could see him trying to get ahead of it.
Because they're like, how can we trust you if you didn't tell us this?
It's a very Bella Thorne nipple pierced situation. Yeah. It's like, did you see this?
Oh, the news.
It was like your thing. Oh, by the way.
I was like,
Oh, no. I was like, we've known she had her nipple pierced.
You mean Sarah's good friend, Bella Thorne?
Sarah Thorne. She's my BFF. By the way, BFF. If you're not following the Whoopi and Bella Thorne drama, Sarah wrote a brilliant article about it.
Thank you.
And so Miss Bella Thorne shared it herself. So I think it's on the Bitches page, right?
Yeah, it's on Betches.com. It's also my link in bio, Sarah F. Carter on Instagram.
Yes. That is so cool. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. But again, I think it is a power move to get above things, which I think is what he was also 110% trying to do. As it turns out that the judge kind of found all four of these men to be faulty. Like I said, the Wikipedia, there was a lot of things going on. Like they told so many stories and a couple of them were offered deals if they told the truth and then they promised to tell the truth and they still lied. Yeah. Mm. So they were also charged with perjury on top of everything. When the fact is that they just wanted to rob these people. They just wanted to rob some rich tourists. And so I believe three of them are in jail and I think one of them ended up getting the bonus for kind of telling the truth. I think one of them ended up doing it. But 4 years after the murder, it came out that Shrien was in a new relationship. He did find love again, and it was with a man.
Yeah, it was a big deal in 2018. There was all these articles about it.
Yeah, this hasn't been this long since it's all been
right.
And I know the family is a little they don't blame him for everything, but they are a little. Yeah. They have a little bit of like if you were closeted gay and if you just came out.
But maybe none of this would happen. Yeah, there's a little bit of
that.
What
I don't understand is, like, if he's actually bisexual, then why don't they just believe him?
I think that maybe he was gay. You know, I think now that it's kind of... That's what I'm saying. Like, I think maybe I think he was kind of just... From the impression I got when I was reading the stories was that it wasn't really a bisexual. I think he married... I think he did love Ani, but I think you can love somebody and not really be, sexually attracted to them.
He probably was working through his feelings. You hear so many stories about people being married to someone. They're like, actually, no.
I think this happens a lot. And so I think from her family was like, I accept that you didn't kill our daughter. Like, I totally forgive you for that. Mm-hmm. But I just wish you didn't marry her. Yeah.
Well,
her
he also didn't apologize to them. That was kind of their big thing was like, he deceived her, got married to her. And so they're like, you should apologize. Like, he obviously has some culpability, even though he didn't commission this murder. Like,
there's like, and if he had kind of like maybe thought about himself, like he would, I don't know.
Right. I mean, they also are like kind of going like, well, if he hadn't lied and they hadn't gotten married, she wouldn't have been in this position, which like, I think it's taking things a little bit far, but at the very least, he should be like, hey, I'm sorry that I like lied to you.
I think that's like normal. Like, I feel like a family would always think like, but what if this type of thing?
Yeah, but at the very least, he didn't apologize for like, falsely marrying their daughter.
No, but the family was just also pissed that, like, so they got married in Mumbai and then they were going to also do another ceremony in the UK after they got back from this honeymoon before. But I think the family then, the guy, Shrien, basically took his new boyfriend to Mumbai and they were just like, how could you do that? This is a sacred place. That's where you got married to our daughter. So I think that also felt very, because I think they were very, like, spiritual, very connected to, like, spirituality and religion and things like that. And so I think that they took that as also, like, a little bit of a slap in the face. So, like, I can't believe you brought him to the place where you married our daughter. Like, that's a sacred place. Now stop that. So fun fact that we have here, which not very that fun, but when all of this information came out, when this story came out, it ended up coming out in South Africa that the average murder rate is 46 a day.
Wow. I wonder how that compares to
Chicago. Right? So very chill. Yeah, so
it's a race.
Much like the Dominican Republic, tourism was down.
Just save your...
After
just
that came out.
Online shop. Like, don't spend your money for traveling anymore. I think it's the safest thing. Yeah, the worst thing is that the jeans won't fit. And that's better than
you get murdered in your own home. And then...
Honestly, like, just... put on some VR goggles of a beach.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I like that idea.
Thank you so
just
much.
Make sure your doors are locked.
Yeah. And then buy another lock. Get a few. And don't marry anyone.
No, just stay well. Yeah.
If this just is teaching me anything.
And never drink.
Yes, never get
married. Don't turn on your AC. Never go with anybody.
I know.
Don't go hiking. We've already discussed that.
I know.
One.
Yeah, I'm down to never go hiking. Yeah. I'm down to not get married, but drinking and AC are my two favorite things.
Literally.
Honestly, drinking in front of my air conditioner is like a daytime hobby. Ugh.
Yes. How will we live?
How will we live?
How will I live?
This really is the musical episode.
It's not. Wow. It's the donut with the cashew mozzarella.
Buddy. Danny's on a sugar high.
We are flying.
We're flying.
We're not even drinking this episode.
I know.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe we're all like, we needed to level us out.
That's our like
Ritalin. Yo, that's fucked up.
Yeah, wine is
that would be so fucked up if that was our
Oh man.
Send help.
Send we help. Need help. SOS. Send help or Pino. Yeah.
Okay, should we just get into that third one? This is like my favorite one.
Yes, this one was very popular. This is, I remember I've watched so much shit on this, and there was People, and I mean, People actually does a really good job of covering murders.
People it's is like, legit.
It's like, because it's like a good enough, it's like 2.5 pages is about my space. Like, you know, it's like, there's some pictures, there's 2.5, there's a little backstory. They really do a concise job.
There's no details that like, you don't need to know about. They kind of get right to the point with it.
They do.
Yeah, but this one is super popular.
This one you might have heard of. It's the story of Gabe and Tina Watson.
Because this had also that known famous as photo.
The scuba murder. Yes. I saw it. It's creepy.
Yes.
Okay. So Tina was born in Germany, but she came to the States as a baby and she was adopted. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to 2001, her and Gabe.
We go straight from
We just straight to the facts.
Her birth to her
wedding. I don't know why we even did that.
We value education here.
Nothing happened in between.
Yeah. Nothing of substance. She was a baby. She got adopted. Then she got married.
Yes.
I was 100% sober when making this. So I think I need to make future outlines with some wine.
Yeah. Oh my God, Danny. You really do need wine.
She was a baby. Fast forward. She's a married woman.
That's my off-Broadway show. Baby.
Looks like you also wrote Roll Tide.
That was not me. That was Sarah.
Okay, because they met at the University of Alabama.
Because when I saw that,
started
I was
dating
like,
in January 2001, so I said, Roll Tide.
I didn't know. I was like, is this like a Tide to Goat pen? What are we doing here?
Jenny, you've never heard Roll Tide? You watched The Bachelorette, don't you?
Another season. We'll get into
it later. Whatever, but Roll Tide.
I have so many questions.
I don't even know how to explain it. Just Roll Tide.
You Roll Tide.
Yes. Okay, so Tina was a fan of diving. She got her diving certificate right before her wedding, which was on October 11th of 2003. But the thing about Tina was she suffered from a condition that I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
Let's all try to do it.
No, yeah.
Paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia.
That's actually perfect.
Sure.
Paroxysmal.
Sounded pretty good.
Paroxysmal supraventricular.
Ranieri.
Yeah,
this basically means that you can just get sudden heart palpitation and lightheadedness and shortness of breath.
Which...
Kind of sounds like anxiety, to be honest.
Yeah,
but
I feel like it's probably not the best condition when
to be
you're
have underwater.
To want to be a scuba diver.
Surely not.
Or driver.
Yeah, but she had never done like any big dives before.
No.
Right. Even though I know,
done, like, just small dives,
Which is like nuts because they plan their honeymoon for the Great Barrier Reef.
Because he dove a lot. He had done a lot, right?
No.
Well, he
neither
done,
of them.
Because I thought I read that she had done about like 8, and he had done like. Double digits at least. Like I thought he had done.
No,
a bunch
I
of
don't
dives.
Think that he was a big diver at all.
Was,
so why they planned?
About,
I don't know why they planned their honeymoon here. Mm. Seems misguided.
It does seem misguided.
A little naive. Not to victim blame.
No.
Weird.
No, just a honeymoon
it's just a weird
blame.
Choice.
Before
that, they did dive to the wreck of the SS Yangala, which is a popular but difficult dive. So they had like some experience, but I do think relatively they were inexperienced. Is what I read.
Yeah.
So they went to the SS Yangala at around like 10:30 a.m. on October 22nd.
Which is, incidentally, my birthday.
Ooh. Wait, should we go?
So the SS Yangala is the one in Australia. That's the one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they planned to go to this one.
Yeah. So they were going to go to the Great Barrier Reef. But before that, they just wanted to do the SS Yangala. So they were just kind of like doing like a diving honeymoon.
There we go.
Yeah. So they were just.
Which means like we would never be friends with these people.
No.
You're not, so we'll cancel the Groupon for your birthday.
Oh, we're going, please do.
We had a Yangala Tropala.
Yolangala Hadid, so one of the dive boats, it was reported that Tina lost consciousness and sank to the bottom of the ocean. People, like with her disease, they weren't sure if it was from that. But 30 meters below the water's surface, 2 minutes into the dive.
And I forgot to add, she had never even gone below 9 meters before when she dove. So to be 30 meters below the surface... is a big deal.
These guys are wild.
This is insane. And this is kind of just like a thing with so much going wrong and so much risk that could happen. The currents were apparently stronger than expected, Gabe said. And he said that he saw her look of worry and like tried to grab her with the dive rope, but like he lost his mask and regulator. So he kind of got conjobulated, he was claiming. And then when he recovered his sight, he swam up to the shore because they were both diving at the moment.
Can I stop you for one second? Are we not going to talk about that? You just said conjobulated. Oh. I didn't know how long we were going to let that go.
I hope you
also
know.
Discombobulated?
Wait, I think 100%.
But conjobulated, I like it.
Isn't it cool? Conjobulated.
Yeah, we just invented a new word.
Maybe it's Australia.
Hashtag conjobulated.
Yeah.
Nicole
Kidman. It's Australian slang.
Nicole Kidman, if you're listening, please let us know if it is conjobulated.
Proceed. Sorry. Conjobulate.
I'm like, oh, you're not a diver. It's a diver term.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to all the divers I have offended. Don't at me.
Watch as I dive in. I'm off the deep. I'm truly off the deep end.
We were going to get another song there.
I'm like, hit it.
We have a full piece band in here.
We're like, I'm slide sorry. Whistle. Sorry if you hear construction and also a full marching band just yes. set up.
We've gone off the deep end.
Okay.
Not well.
So guys, we shouldn't start with sugar. I think it really affected our bodies.
This is what tanked us. It's a donut.
This is a tanked, isn't that
funny? Gabe or Mr. Gardner. I just gave him a name. Gabe Gardner. You are back to being a killer.
Because I think he like murdered us right now.
Yeah. Dude, that's what it is. The donut.
Yeah.
This is what
donut. Try this
wait,
at home.
Wait, their last name is Watson.
No, who but she's talking about the donut people. The Kate.
Oh yeah. Kate I used Gardner. His first name. I'm talking about the
donut. Oh yeah. I was like, what?
You conjobulated their name.
We brought it full circle.
She's right. Also her face. She's like, I'm fucking missing my workout class.
We're not cutting that. We're keeping all of that. We love it.
Cool. Fun for you guys. But yeah, they were down there and he was conjobulated, but then he was swimming up to get help. And then, but Tina was thinking, cause she was sinking too quickly for him. Cause he said that his experience wasn't enough to help her get out of the water. And then on top of that, he claimed there was an ear problem that, kind of kept him from diving deeper. And so, but this is what we were kind of getting into. There were some witnesses that saw this sort of go down.
Yeah, well, but first of all, he also claimed he didn't know how to rescue someone.
Which, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to do a lifeguard swim thing.
Right. You can pull a bitch. So there were witnesses for this incident. Dr. Stanley Stutz was a diver nearby who saw Gabe in a bear hug with his wife, Tina, and then going to the surface and her sinking to the bottom of the ocean floor.
Mm-hmm. And if you Google this case, I think there's kind of this, I hate to use the word iconic, I say infamous, photo of
that
she's
was big in
sinking.
The
wind,
in the
it's crazy. She's kind of sinking to the bottom. You can see it. He's going up to the top, and it does not look good.
And no.
She almost doesn't look like a person.
She looks like she's falling down to the bottom of the ocean floor.
It's not good.
No, because he's swimming in looks like when you're scooping, your body's forward. She's clearly, her body's back and her legs are flat. Yeah.
Then when he got up, Gabe alerted the diving instructor, Wade Singleton, and Wade brought her up 10 minutes later where they took her to another boat and tried to resuscitate her for 40 minutes.
Well, there was also another witness, Gary Stempler.
Who took the photo of
who took the photo. And apparently he saw her lying face up on the ocean floor, which doesn't bode well for this version of events.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Tina, unfortunately, passed away. An investigation started and they discovered that she had an air embolism, which is when bubbles block your air passages. Mm-hmm. And they declared the cause of death was drowning. Due to the unexpected nature of her death and the weird conflicting statements given by Gabe, the death was investigated by the state coroner's office. So they had an inquiry, which sounds so colonial,
right?
But they did it. Which is the usual practice in Australia, apparently.
Yeah.
At this point, he'd already gone home, so he didn't actually testify during the inquest, but then he gave evidence through his lawyers and to the Queensland
Isn't that
police.
Kind of insane that you can just Hell not be no. in person for your murder trial?
Well, to be honest, I would I think that was the smart thing to go home because I would not Amanda Knox myself and stay in a foreign country when you don't know the legal system if you don't have to. I sure as hell wouldn't.
I mean, I guess, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Then you'd bank on the fact that the U.S. Wouldn't extradite you to Australia. You don't really. Whatever. I would get the fuck out of there is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
During the inquest, prosecutors submitted evidence that his story contradicted the record of actions stored by his dive computer. GPS foiled once again.
Internet is real.
The robots will get us.
Yeah. Anyway.
Or they'll just find us guilty of murder. But so this computer was kind of crazy because it kind of put forth this possibility that Gabe actually turned off Tina's regulator and then held her until she was unconscious, turned the air back on, and let her sink before servicing himself.
Which would explain the bear hug.
Mm-hmm. Which would explain the bear
hug.
People,
that's the bear hug theory, is that he was actually kind of screwing her thing off.
That's such a fucked up image. Also, why would you do... Okay, well, I'll get to my thoughts at the end. So basically, like, in the evidence, they described, they had, like, a lot of reenactments of various scenarios that they conducted by police divers to try to sort of, like, reenact how this could have happened.
Yeah, see if it was something, a possibility, yeah.
And also, Tina's father claimed that Watson had asked Tina shortly before their wedding to increase her life insurance and make him the sole beneficiary, because at that point her dad was the beneficiary. So yeah, that's shady as fuck.
There was the life insurance clause.
It's always the life insurance.
It's always the husband. The husband did it.
Shopbatches.com.
Yeah, unless it's the wife. the husband did it. It's a cliff and they have nothing because they live in Montana.
22 and 25.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. On June 18th, 2008, they charged Gay with the murder of Tina.
In Australia.
Yeah. Yes. So he finally, like, he comes back to Australia. He pleaded not guilty to murder, but guilty to criminally negligent manslaughter.
Right.
So the prosecutor, Brendan Campbell, pointed out basically that over time, Watson had given police 16 different versions of what happened.
Yeah.
And none of those matched what the only eyewitnesses had seen.
To choose your own adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
Because when Tina was brought to the surface, she still had her regulator in her mouth. The tank still had air. Tess indicated that there was no fault with her equipment. So, like, yeah, it seems like he fucked with it.
Mm-hmm.
CNN says that he served 18 months in prison. Tina's family was not happy about that, obviously.
No, I think Tina's family still truly believes that he did it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because now he's gone on to give like a million interviews. Like he's done all these things, kind of being like, why would I do that? What the hell? Like, he actually still is like visibly, not saying that I don't believe him or I don't know, you know, it seems pretty shady, but like he still kind of gives these interviews where he's like shaken and crying and kind of like still pretty upset about it.
I guess the thing is, like, I don't know how Australia's legal system worked. Like, if someone in the U.S. pleaded guilty to something, I would not necessarily think that means that they did it.
Yeah.
But why would you plead guilty to something in Australia if you actually did not do it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I mean, in the U.S., like, yeah, you take thing. A... Right, you would...
He was like, just going to be there. It was going to be like a long court process. And I guess process. He did get, like, maybe he had to pay for that. I don't know.
He got, like, the charge reduced from murder to just like criminally negligent man. So maybe there was like a deal.
Maybe.
Worked
I don't
out.
Know. Yeah. That's pretty crazy to me. The fact that he was convicted there.
Yeah.
And it means something to me.
Yeah. And it just gets crazier after that.
Yeah.
Because
sure does.
And because manslaughter, though, it means that like it's kind of like accidental killing.
Yeah. Manslaughter is like you're kind of like worse. Heat of the moment and you killed someone. It's not premeditated, basically, is that.
I would like to manslaughter pigeons.
Bird pigeon slaughter? Yeah.
I want to manslaughter them. So basically, he served in Australia, and while Gabe was actually serving his term in Australia, the authorities in Alabama flagged an intention to charge him with murder at a later date. So basically, we were like, we know you're there, but we're also going to get you.
Get you when you're
yeah, which is crazy. So after funny. It is kind of, I mean, like it's really interesting. And basically after he was released, he was deported back to Alabama on the condition that he would not be sentenced to death if he was found guilty of murder. So he had his own little clause going on there.
You're like, oh, good deal.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, like, I guess so.
Life is good. Yeah.
Well, also because I read that Australia actually won't extradite you if you're going to face the death penalty back wherever you're going.
Huh.
I think that was like Australia's whole thing.
Really?
Wasn't that where all the criminals would go?
That's
like,
that's where Australia
them?
Started as a prison. I mean, yeah.
Right. So, like, yeah, I read that on CNN that they wouldn't extradite someone if they're facing
the death
penalty.
Is that where that wine, 19 Crimes? You guys know that wine?
No.
It's like 19.
Why is that not our wine?
Also, oh, you know what? We should actually reach out to them because they also have that. Do you guys have that app on your phone where when you put it up against the crime, a label, it is a prisoner and he tells you the story? It's wild.
The wine.
Yeah, the wine. It's a living called Living Labels Wine, and True 19 Crimes is one of them. And I think that they're all Australian prisoners. It's wild. We can go to a store. I'll show you guys. anyway, so he goes back to Alabama. New evidence has come up. Mackenzie actually claimed that Gabe should not have been allowed in the water and never as a dive buddy for his wife, who had no open water scuba experience, which, yeah, that should have been something. So, no. They should ask you that when you actually book a trip in fucking Australia.
I mean,
they like, how much experience do you have? Like,
I'm
want
sure
the
$50,
but whatever.
But I know she lied.
Right. So Tina had actually had a heart surgery to correct an irregular heartbeat 2 years earlier, but on her dive application, she had stated that she never have heart problems or surgery. So there
I'm
we
sure
go.
She lied about how.
So, Tina. So the prosecution actually argued that Watson stood to gain about $210,000 from life insurance.
But then they kind of refuted that because he was not actually the beneficiary.
Yeah,
the dad
was
beneficiary. So he didn't actually, he had to end up suing her
workplace life insurance company to like to get any of the money.
Do we think that Gabe is the one that made her lie on the thing? Is that why we're like, we think that he's the one that was like, you have to lie on this application?
Like,
I mean, that obviously would be the only reason why they would have to question him.
Interesting.
You know?
That's true. And then like he would know about it.
Well, I thought they kind of used that to point to the fact that like, that this was an accident. You don't think?
Oh, so that means that like, because Gabe would be like, oh no, write on that. Because then Tina can't be like, Gabe told me to write that I had the irregular... I didn't have heart surgery.
I don't know. I took it like pretty straightforward. Mm. It seems like you guys kind of took it in a like a conspiracy way.
Always.
I want to investigate.
Which is okay.
Yeah. We're investigating.
Reopen
now.
The case.
Yep.
We're going to Alabama.
Double jeopardy be damned.
Yes. And so I guess Tina's dad had to go and do this whole thing. But Gabe, obviously, he was put back on trial. But on February 23rd of 2012, Judge Tommy Nail... former band leader, of course, Judge Tommy Nail. That sounds like a
so
crazy
great.
Name. He actually dismissed the murder case due to lack of evidence. So mm-hmm. I guess
it didn't even go to trial.
Is a crime in Australia? Nope. It's not. And Nail also blocked Tina's father from giving evidence regarding Watson's alleged attempt to increase Tina's life insurance. So again, yeah, like her family still is kind of fighting this battle. And I guess it sounds
pissed.
Like the judge put the kibosh on that. And the defense argued that Tina actually had too much weight for her dive and inexperience, and she had anxiety. Victim blaming?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, what do you guys... This is like a really weird one where I feel like the other ones were more straightforward. This one is so iffy.
I know. There's so much. I kind of feel like it's like a weird way of like... Obviously, accidents happen, but I feel like there's so much to it that kind of can point. Like, why would you be asking about the life insurance policy so early on?
I don't know.
Here are my things. Number one... We know that divorce exists. If you're trapped in a marriage, like, why is your first instinct to murder? Number two, if you're gonna murder your SO, why would you take them out into, like, open water where there are other people diving? Why wouldn't you just, like, do it at home where no one can, like, fact check your alibi or actions?
Well, I feel like divorce costs money. Getting someone's life insurance gets you money. And then with the kind of thing with the diving...
True.
You have, like, that's easier to write as an excuse than be like, oh, she fell down our... kitchen stairs, and then people be like, oh no, the forces that you push are type of thing. I feel like it's easier to like, I don't know,
maybe,
you
know?
Interesting. I just feel like there's a lot of planning and there's a lot of situations that you can't control if you do something like this. Or like, what did we talk about the other week? I don't remember. The Brian Schaefer thing. I was like, if you're gonna do something, like, why would you do it in the most complicated way possible with like all these outside factors that could fuck up your plan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of relying on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think we give people a lot of credit. Like, it's like, there's no way that you planned all these little things.
Like, here's his name is Gabe. Yeah.
Here's my thing. On paper, when I read about this, People Magazine, or, you know, when I read about this, you're like, he did it.
Yep.
But then I saw, it was like a 2020 or something, I saw his interview and I go, I don't think he did it. So I'm very conflicted.
Because he was very emotional.
Well, because he was emotional. And also when he was talking about kind of like what was happening, like he's like, I was there. Like, I know what happened. Like, do you think I wanted to murder Tina? Like, I loved her. I forget if he's remarried though. Or has he just been kind of in the trials? I thought that he might be remarried. Anyway, when you watched
him. Oh, yes. I think he did.
I think he is remarried.
Yeah, I think 5 years after the first Australian trial, he got remarried.
I think so.
Oh, wow.
But when I hope they never went scuba diving.
Or on any vacations.
I'm sure he's probably never going. He doesn't even swim anymore. He doesn't even shower. he touches no water. But reading it, seeing the picture, hearing the thing, you're like, of course he unscrewed her hair. Of course. That's something people do. And then you watch it and you're like, this guy didn't do it. Like, it's just a very weird thing. It's crazy. Mm. And the fact that like her family is so wild about it is a little bizarre too.
What, you think it's weird that they're so like, he did it?
Wait, was this also the one where then he would get mad when the family put flowers on her grave?
I didn't go that far.
I think that this is also the one that I read about, but because he was so mad at them. But
what?
Because like they were being
so... That doesn't even make sense.
There was something with the flowers in the grave, which make you go, wow, that's a little crazy. But also like he was in so much pain and the family was... He had nobody to grieve with.
Mm. Yeah, that...
Essentially,
That sucks.
Yeah. It's like he... That's... And I think that's what... Now that's all coming back to me. That's what he was talking about. He's like, I had nobody... Like there... I lost my wife also, and then this family is attacking me.
Is accusing, and then all the friends are probably in a weird...
And then everybody else is, and so I think he was really hurt and really upset and acted kind of wild after the murder, or after, slip of the tongue, after the death of Tina. But who knows, man? What do you guys think?
DM us, let us know.
DM, do you think, do we,
and make sure to do our... do not try this at home challenge.
Do not try this at home challenge. Yes. Absolutely, you guys. And send us pictures, please. Please. We love that.
Also, rate and review us. If you just send us a screenshot of your review, and if it's nice, we'll put it on the story.
Yeah.
Honestly, if it's mean, we'll probably put it on the story too and like laugh at it.
We'll let everybody.
Yeah, as we get, yeah.
Not to encourage people to be mean, but like no, I'm just telling the truth
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so true.
Well,
yeah.
What have we learned?
I don't know. Okay, we've learned not to get married, which is fine. I'm not doing that anyway.
Not to go on vacation.
Yes. Don't just, you know what? Don't do outdoorsy stuff on your hiking. Yeah. I think it's like the main key.
Like we said before, just
don't hike.
Stay inside.
This is not a new trip. This is not another true crime podcast, if I can say that. And don't leave your house.
Betches.